First, though, the Environmental Protection Agency manages 37 laboratories around the country. They've studied how to manage them more effectively a number of times, and so have a lot of other people. Now the Government Accountability Office has some advice to get them back on track. David Trimble's the Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the GAO, here to talk about some work they're doing. Thanks for being on this afternoon, David. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
When you looked at these labs and the way that they're managed, what specifically were you looking at and why?
Well, we were asked to look at sort of three main issues. One is, to what extent has the EPA addressed the findings of prior studies regarding long-term planning, coordination, and leadership of the labs, whether they're using a coordinated approach to managing the physical infrastructure of the laboratories, and whether or not the EPA was using a comprehensive planning process to manage its laboratory workforce.
The prior studies part of this, as I mentioned when I brought you on, the EPA's looked at this, other organizations have looked at this. What did they find, and then what did you find compared to what people found before?
Yeah, well, we looked at a number of studies. There are studies going back to 1992. There's the independent expert panels. There are MITRE studies by MITRE. There's a couple of studies by the National Research Council. And really, they're focusing on three themes. One is long-term planning at the labs, coordination across the labs, and leadership of the entire sort of laboratory enterprise. And unfortunately, what we found was that they really haven't responded fully to the findings of these prior independent studies. So they're still managing these sort of these labs within a stovepipe. There's no cross-agency issue-based planning process to coordinate the efforts. They haven't taken steps to manage the laboratory facilities and scientific efforts as an interrelated portfolio. And they don't use a comprehensive planning process for managing the lab workforce, to what extent they're managing the workforce, it's lab by lab. And as you mentioned at the beginning, there's 37 labs. These are spread out in 170 buildings. There's three types of labs. There's program labs, there's regional labs, there's research labs. All of those fall under 15 different senior managers across 30 cities, and we're talking about 4.5 million square feet of space. So it's a pretty far-flung enterprise. So this coordination issue is rather central and important to the mission.
Now, did the studies that went on before you started to look at this, did they find pretty much the same thing, or was there some, did they all agree on the same points, or was there some disagreement about the levels of success that EPA was achieving with these labs?
No, there was a lot of commonality to the theme. I think and part of the reason was that they had EPA hadn't made a lot of fundamental changes in response. So, for example, prior studies in the 90s spoke to the need for a central leadership, someone who was over all three sort of cones of laboratories, the program, regional, and research labs. And they took sort of half steps towards that, but never established anybody with the authority and responsibility for that function. And that's the case today. And so we reiterated that recommendation in our report.
Now, it seems, with some of the things that you've written in this report, like EPA is aware of this and just has either chosen or been unable to take some of the steps. You wrote, in 2008, EPA reported that because the laboratories operate independently, opportunities for increased resource sharing and operating efficiencies are inhibited. That sounds to me like they're saying, we understand that there are some problems here, and we understand why it's holding us up, but it doesn't give an indication, and I don't believe your intention was to give an indication of what the holdup has been on their part, but it does seem like they're at least aware of the fact that this is a handicap for them.
Absolutely, and I can't get into why exactly we're still at this spot. I know in that 2008 report you referenced, that was considered a short-term report. EPA has a proposal for a longer-term study to look at its laboratory structure. Once again, as more of a strategic sort of overview, which is, again, it's something if they do, we hope they look at the issues we're raising in this report.
The recommendations that you made, what kind of a response did you get from the agency?
They've agreed with our recommendations. I think the one we will be sort of monitoring their implementation, the one that jumps out at me is the in terms of having a senior official responsible for the laboratory enterprise. They've agreed, but I think the path they are indicating that they'll go down is to essentially elevate the current head of their Office of Research and Development, who's responsible for sort of one-third of those labs, to be sort of have a titular head over the other labs. And I think we have concerns whether or not that person will have enough authority and responsibility to carry out the mission as we see it needing being done. And there isn't a perception of a conflict of interest when the head of one sort of set of labs is overseeing the others as well. So I think there may have some internal issues or challenges with that approach as well.
Well, it would seem to me there would only be a potential conflict of interest if the labs are kind of in competition with each other for one reason or another. Is that the case here?
Well, you are fighting over limited resources.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So you have to – the key issue here is if you're going to triage and consolidate and coordinate across these organizations, there's going to be winners and losers.
I see.
So okay. That would be the concern with that.
It's fine for the agency to say, yes, we agree with these and we're going to do something about it. It sounds like that might have been the response to a couple of these other studies, too. Is there an accountability piece here? Who was it that asked you to do this study?
This was requested by Congressman Miller for the Subcommittee on Energy and Environment with the House Committee on Science and Space and Technology.
Well, we will look to that committee to see what kind of follow-up they do to look at accountability on this, and I appreciate you being on with me to talk
Absolutely.
About it this afternoon,
Thank you.
David.
Thank you very much.
Happy to do it.